Good morning. Are you guys happy, excited to be here? Okay, I'm going to be reading from Romans 12:12. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. I read that verse in Amplified version, which I really appreciated. It says, constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ, steadfast and patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. So when you think of the word constant, what does that mean to you? What do you think that means? Something that's constant. Something that's like continuous. It keeps going. It doesn't stop. Like, you know how the earth, it spins. It's a constant spin. It keeps going and never stops. Or like you see a river with the flowing water. That's constant. It keeps going. Or if you have like the time. Like regardless if your watch or your battery goes dead, it'll keep right on going. Or what about rejoicing, where it says constantly rejoicing? How do you rejoice in something? What do you think rejoicing means, Carson? Yeah, be happy, cheerful, be cheerful, glad, enjoy. Like if your dad takes you hunting or fishing or something, does that make you happy? Or take you with you to work? You be happy in that? Or if your mom shows you how to bake some cookies, you want to help her make some cookies, you enjoy doing that? Or making bread or something, like, makes you really happy. You want to rejoice in that. Or if you have a birthday or something, you get really excited about, your birthdays? Yeah? Or you want to go on vacation or something, like, you get really excited about that. This is to constantly rejoice in hope because of our confidence in Christ. So what does confidence mean? You know what confidence means? Yes, amen. You have a lot of confidence and stuff just in your daily life that you probably don't even realize. Like, you trust that. You have confidence and trust that your parents will feed you and put clothes on you and keep a roof over your head. Like, you have confidence in that. You have trust in that. And that's what Christ wants. He wants us to have confidence and trust in Him to constantly rejoice, to continuous, to never stop having that happy, that joyous feeling of to be able to have that trust and that confidence in Him. What about steadfast? Who knows what steadfast means? You know what steadfast means? It's something that doesn't move. Like if you picture a tree or something, a big tree outside, you see the bottom of the tree, if there's winds are blowing, the top of the tree is swaying back and forth, but the bottom, it stays put, it doesn't move. And we will face that in life with trials. Just living here on earth, you can move back and forth at the top, but you can remain steadfast. What about like, Who's the rock that we can build on? Yes, amen. And He doesn't move. We can build up on him, that rock that He is. Or what about patient? What about being patient? You know what being patient means? To wait on people, to be long-suffering. Or like if you're eating supper and you really want to go play and your brothers and sisters are just taking forever, you feel like they're taking a long time and you got to be patient with them. Or that'll happen too when you get older, when you're driving down the road, when you're in a big hurry, it seems like everybody's driving really slow. So you'll face that too. At least I do. Or distress. Do you know what distress means? Like be a lot of sorrow, some pain. Or if you get be pain, like something that you get distressed about or something, there's some pain where you're excited about going somewhere, maybe go to the zoo or the sleep, doing a sleepover, hunting or fishing or something, and dad says you can't go, you feel a little sad, a little pain, a little sorrowful. And it says to be constantly rejoicing, to continue rejoicing, be happy in hope because of our confidence in Christ, to be have that trust in Christ, and to be steadfast and patient in distress, that we can build upon that solid rock to where we don't move, even if the winds are or hard times come and you start swaying back and forth because of your hard times, but you're steadfast. You are built upon that rock and it doesn't move. And it says devoted to prayer. Devoted? When you're devoted in something, you know what that means? To be committed. Make that a commitment, to be faithful, to be steadfast, it's a constant, it's a continuous, make it a sure thing, to be devoted to prayer. Are you devoted in prayer? Do you pray a lot? And continually seeking, it's that continuous, a constant where it never stops, you just keep going and going and going. To be constantly seeking for that, for wisdom and guidance and strength. So when you that constant looking, like the earth or the rivers, like it constantly moves, and so you're always looking for it. You're always looking for it. So when you're looking for wisdom, or guidance and strength, where do you look for that? Who do you ask if you need some wisdom or some guidance? Yeah, and who else can you ask? You know someone else that you can ask? Yes, your parents, absolutely. That's good. To just, when you have questions or you need guidance, it says to constantly be looking for wisdom and guidance and strength. And that you can, when you get older, sometimes it's different depending on the young man or young woman. When you get sometimes about 14 to maybe 25 is sometimes you think you have all the answers. At least that's how it was for me. Everybody thinks they have all the answers, but that's when you need to continue to look, to seek for that wisdom and guidance from God and from your parents. And so I'll read that verse again, and then that's all I have, and you can go back to your seats. We'll have a prayer, but it says to constantly rejoice in hope because of our confidence in Christ. Just to continue looking, continue seeking, or continue to have that trust in Christ, in that steadfast and patient in distress. Have that, you can build on that rock, be steadfast and be patient when you are troubled with hard times, because Jesus will pull you through if you build on that rock. Devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. To just continue to pray and to look for wisdom, to ask your parents or to pray and ask God for that guidance and that wisdom and that strength. So we'll have a prayer and then you can go back to your seats. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come here before you. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your many blessings upon our life. Lord, we just ask that you can help the children, help every one of us here, Lord, to be devoted in prayer, to constantly be seeking and asking for wisdom and guidance and strength, Lord. We just ask that we can be steadfast in that rock that you are. We all know that building upon that rock, Lord, that we can be steadfast and it can be a sure thing, Lord. I just want to pray for these children, Lord. Just pray that they can continue to be able to seek your will, Lord, to have that confidence in you, Lord, and confidence in their parents, Lord, that they can teach them and direct them in the right direction, and that they can be that godly seed that you want them to be, Lord. We just want to commit the rest of this day to you, Lord. I just want to lift all these children up to you and pray that you can help them, Lord, wherever they need help, and give them that guidance and wisdom that they might be seeking for. We just thank you for this, and we love you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.